to come to some sort of conclusion, what exactly is the makeup of Keren? What's the defining characteristic of Keren that we can make comparisons to? And we came out, there's two different opinions, that Keren really has basically two aspects to it. It has aspects where the animal is intentionally causing damage. And secondly, it has an aspect that is not expected to happen. It can happen, but not expected to happen. And we wanted to discover whether both are intrinsically needed in order to be decided as Keren. And we saw Mark Logan's Rishonim, and we assumed that this is the Mark Logan's Rishonim. We saw that the Rashba held that he understood from Rav Papa's last statement in the Gemara, only mentioning the bottom of our omelet, kavonos and lehezik, which means intentionally damaged. That's the only thing you need, intentionally damaged. Whereas the Rambam, the way that Tzadok Brodsky learned the Rambam was, is that it's not good enough to be intentional damage. You have to have an aspect of that is not expected to happen. It could happen. A certain balance, expectations. Like it's in the middle. It's not expected to happen, but it could happen. And therefore, since that's their Mark Logos, when we both will just come on to Hazi, we came to that we understand their Mark Logos, their Mark Logos in the case where the ox picks up a horn and gores somebody with that detached horn. And we said, the Rashba said, well, yeah, that's just like Keren, because he had kavonos that damaged that, and also if kavonos damaged that, it's called Keren. And the Rabban said, hold on, it's like, it has kavonos and hezek, but it's totally unexpected. It's not like the expectation of a normal horn on an animal where you think it's unlikely to happen. It could happen, but here it's totally unlikely, so therefore, you're not going to be like, I have to have the balance correct, and does not have the balance. So we understood that was the Muslims. Yeah, we had a bit of problems. We're going to answer the problems maybe later today. What we're going to do today is try and discover, reading Rashi, which one of these two options on the table is Rashi's. Is Rashi like the Rashba that all you need is kavanah for damage? Or is Rashba says, not good enough to have kavanah for damage, you have to have this expectation level of not expected could happen as well to be in the Pasha of Ken. Yes, the Matsu, you want to ask that? So up to now, not Hana, he's not doing it for Hana, obviously he's doing it for damage. So it's just a reasoning here. Why are you doing this? Not for Hana. He's not doing it for, obviously he's doing it to purposely cause damage. Yeah, that's how we understood. We'll see whether that will change, yeah. We'll see if that will change, yeah. That's how we understood. So, let us read Rashi's together and see which of these halakim Rashi seems to be fitting with. So we're going to start from the Rashi Toshima. And Rashi is explaining that the wording of the Gemara that says, you know what? The word Negicha in the Torah means the natural horn from the Pasuk in the Torah. So Rashi says over there, Toshima, Kani Re'en, Ksiv Bar Negicha. It's written, Kani Re'en, and it's written by Kani Re'en, Negicha, the word Negicha, the horns of the wild goats, is using that to cause damage. It's called negicha. Alma muchubeles. So we see a natural horn, nani kari negicha, is also called negicha. It's also called goring. Ubisam negicha, and therefore when we have a natural horn, when you have a natural case of Boring, polygraph, other, the Torah makes a difference, Ben Karen, Tom, the Karen Mullahs, whoever, it's the first 3 times that it's causing damage, and you pay half, and the fourth time you pay half. Now, after reading that Rashi, can we make any deductions from this Rashi alone? Which Pishat does Rashi hold? Does Rashi hold that Karen just needs Kavonah for causing damage? Or does Rashi hold, you have to have two things. You have to have causing damage, that's to have that Kavonah, but also have a certain expectation level. It could happen, but it's unlikely to happen. Does which of those two options can you deduce from this Rashi, or you can't deduce from this Rashi at all? Is there a way of deducting from this Rashi which of the Pshat makes sense? So, Abhi says, it fits in with the first option, that means you only need Kavanah for causing damage. Why, Abhi, would you say that? He's including. So what does it mean he's including? So if, so he's including. So therefore, not only if the Karen is your natural, yeah, are you going to be considered that halacha of, in the Torah, of causing damages where you pay, but also its unnatural horn, that the one that it picked up, will also have to pay. Because the word nami in Rashi means also. Also means in addition. So, in addition means has to be in some case. There's only two cases. So therefore there's the keren which is polished, which it picks up with its mouth, and the keren which is mechuba, which is stuck onto it. The one that's stuck on it is also got the din of paying and the different categories of paying. So also means in addition to the one it picks up with his mouth, which means, according to Rashi, the Karen, it doesn't make a difference whether the Karen, the horn, is the natural one, or whether it picks up with its mouth. You're going to have to pay, this is the owner of this ox, first 3 times half, the fourth time you have to pay the whole thing. So, if so, which, what did he hold as Karen element, characteristic? What's the characteristic of Karen? If he's going to be paid both categories, both types of horns, he's going to pay, what's the characteristic of Karen according to Rashi then? Kavanah lahazik. Only Kavanah lahazik. Only that one thing, you need one thing to bother the husband, and both the natural horn has intention to damage, and the unnatural one that picks up his mouth has intention to damage, both of them are going to be fine. Because if you need also a certain expectation level, then of course they're not the same. The one that's on your head, that's more likely to happen. I can hear that happening, it's not expected, you can hear it, but the one that picks up, you don't have any expectation. Therefore, it wouldn't be the same. So therefore, if you're telling me they're both five, then you're saying, I don't need that element at all, I just need Kavanah lahazik. So we see that Rashi held like the Rashba for that. So therefore, when it says, Stav Negicha, so therefore when it doesn't speak about it in the Torah, when it says, Nogach, Yigach, yeah, it's saying that, when it naturally wars, without any other factors, then we'll have this split up between the first 3 times and the fourth time. Yeah, there may be cases which we'll discuss later today when it's not a stam negicha. Dr. Dinner is very good in pointing out when Rashi says stam negicha, that means there's a normal negicha, and there's something that's a non-normal negicha. What does he mean? What's he trying to exclude? Or what's he trying to, what is the other category of non-normal negicha? Maybe we'll get an answer later today. What's that non-normal negicha? Right. So we see from Rashi, you can hear me? Yeah, okay. And see from Rashi, we see from Rashi he held like the Rashi. That from that Rashi. Let's carry on from Rashi. The next Rashi says, Nikifa, the ox is one of the totems of Karen, and it pushes with its body. Shadofacha begufa vihizika bakavona. And he pushes with his body. and he damages with kavana. With intention. He did it with intention. Now, this is now very good according to how it started. Because Rashi is pointing out, and adding a word, but to the Gemara, he's giving a period, and he says, it's a tolda of a Karen, because when it pushes with its body, it's doing it with intention. But what if there's two aspects, he should say, they're doing it with intention, and it's not so normal to do it. But he doesn't mention normal. So it must mean, it fits well with how we started, that we don't need the other aspect. We just need intention. And that's what Rashi is pointing out. We've got the one we need. We've got the one we need in order to make a daughter. Hizika b'kavana, that's all we need. That's what you've got. Because if there's two, you should say two, and you write one. So it must mean that's the only one. Very good. Fits very nicely. Next Rashi. Ravitsa, he crouches. Crouches on someone's vessels and breaks them. Shirasa Kalim Patech, the animal saw the Kalim, the vessels on the path. Vahocha, and he went there, Varotson Alehem, and he crashed on them, Kadei the Shabram, in order to break them. What's the word Kadei? Kadei means with Kavana. Very good. Everything's fitting nicely. Rashi is with Kavana and Zero. That's all you need. Then, we get to the next Rashi. And in this next Rashi, we start having a bit of questioning of what's going on. The next Rashi says, V'ita, he kicks, has another Tolta of Karen. Shabbat of Rabla, he kicks with his leg. V'shoras the Kalim, and he breaks the Kalim. Now, I would say Rashi needs to add, like he did the last two times, the Kavama, or Kadei the Shavron, that's what he should be saying. And he says, over here, but Ahochi Havi told the Dekem, this is why it's told the Dekem. The Kavama still lehes it, very good, because he has Kavama to damage. Ki Karen, like Karen. The Ein Hanor lehezeka, ki Karen. And he doesn't have Hanor in damaging, like Karen. Ve'en ha'zeka motsu totsi, and it's not something so common. Happy ki Karen, then it's like Karen. To call Amos the hoods of a basin, when you have these three scenarios together, then if you haven't done it three times, Amos ha'nezik, it's only going to pay half nezik, because it's Karen. Now we've got a bit of a problem. Suddenly, right at the end, the last example of Toldos de Kerem, up to now he's just saying, Kavana, Kavana, Lahazik, intentional damage, intentional damage, that's the only thing we need. And right at the end, he suddenly says, with the kicking, he says, seems to write three things over here. And what are these three things? Up to now, I thought there's two things. That's a lot of that's not what Rashi is saying here. I stand back, astonished, and a bit shaken by, trying to hold my breath, what I'm going to do over here. Because not only did I see Rashi changing his mind, so to speak, and adding other factors besides Kavana, he now makes three things, and then entertains three things. Only entertain two things, maximum two or one. Now there seems to be three separate statements. What are the things he says? You have to have Kavana, fine. Then he says, there's no beneficial reason why he's doing this, but I thought that's to do with Kavana. I thought that's the same thing, but now he's repeating. Then he can't be the same thing because then he would be repeating it. So he would be saying, so obviously it means something else. And then he says, it's not so common. Not so common, hold on. Up to now, you didn't care about common. And you were Rashbadik all the way, and it's all to do with Kavana, you didn't need this common business. And now I've got a bit of steerer. If you're telling me you need to have certain expectation levels, so why did you say that the Karen, which the animal picks up with its mouth and damages, you have to pay? Why do you have to pay? That's not the same expectation level as the one on its natural head where you, there you can hear it. And this one, when it picks up, you don't even hear it. And that's why the Rambam says it, you don't have to pay because you need expectation level and you don't have it. So if the Rashi also needs expectation level, which seems to be mentioning now, So why does he say the one which he picks up his mouth, you have to pay? So I've got a bit of steward. Don't know what Rashi's saying. This Rashi throws me. Okay. So maybe you need more than one category, but then I've got this problem with this detached horn. Further problem. Let's see a further problem in Rashi. So, if you're telling me, let's just take the last Rashi we just read as being his definition. Let's say, okay, you need three things to be carried. Now, what happens if you need three, if you're missing one of them, what would it be? Would it be carried? If you need three and you only got two, or you only got one, would it be carried? No, because you need three. Okay, so if Rashi holds you need three, then you have all these three to be carried, otherwise it's falling into the category of the Shane or Regal case. Otherwise, now, if you go, I've got over here, we're going to see a Rashi, I'm giving him on the colors. It's just easier to see it on the paper, you can see it inside the Gemara itself if you want. Pass it around. Got plenty over here. And I'll put it up on the screen. Okay. We'll go to number two, which is Rashi Gimel on Daf. It says we need the next omelet. You can see it inside if you want to. And it's saying, you know what? It's saying, what is regular? What is regular over there? Yeah, we'll see it in detail when we get there. But this Rashi is enough for us to be. Now, regular, if you need all three to be Karen, and you're missing one of those three to be Karen, then as soon as you're missing one of those three, either should be regular or Shane. Yeah, it should be if three for Karen and minus one, then you got two or one of those, it's not Karen anymore because you need three. So it has to be something else. So when it says by Regal, he says, when I read it out, number two, Kol Hezik Derech Hinuch, Regal is the animal doing damage while it's moving. Shalom B'Kavona, not with intention. Have you told the Deregal? Then it's, okay, without intention, it's a told the Regal, okay. Why? The Hezik Hinuch, because it's common activity to happen, that's what he brings, that's very common, and he doesn't intend to damage. Although, I've got a bit of a mathematical equation over here. If you're telling me regal, you need to have two factors to make it regal. Otherwise, it would be caring. What are the two factors to be regal? To be regal, it has to be common without intention. Otherwise, it's caring. You have to have both to be regal. Okay, that's one mathematical question. But you just read that out by us, by the kicking case, which is a tall to the Karen. The reason why it's a Karen, because you need three things to make it Karen. And if it's not three things, then it's not Karen. What are the three things? You have to have it that is not common, and you have to have intention to damage, and something called no halo. Question doesn't fit up now. Because if you need both, negative or positive, I don't know, I'll just call it. If you both need both conditions to make regal, then you're missing one, should be carried. One of them should be carried. You've only got one of them, it should be carried. And if you need both conditions to make carried, and you're missing one, then it should be regal. So therefore, what's the case? What's going to be the halacha? When you've got a one condition and not the other. It doesn't fit into Karen and it doesn't fit into Regal. Because Regal needs both the fact that you're not intending to damage and it's common to be Regal. Missing one, it's not Regal. Okay. You're missing one, it's not Regal. To be Karen, to enter into Karen, you need both intention to cause damage and also it's not common at all. If you're missing one of those, it's not going to be Karen. Okay, so you're missing one of those. So if you're missing one of those, it's not Karen because you need both, and it's not Regal because you need both, so you're off the hook. You're bottom. Okay? That would be a big chiddush to say that you're off the hook when you got just one of each category. Got one bit of Rego, one bit of Karen, off the hook. So that is a mathematical question. Possible to say. Possible to say. It's a Chiddush. It's possible to say. But we still got our other questions on Rashi. That's up to Rashi. Why is picking up the horn in his mouth? Why are you chayv? Yeah, there's no expectation that we'll talk about it. That's a strong question which we need to answer. So how are we going to answer this? So let's go back to the Rashba. The Rashba that we asked yesterday, a question. We understood Rashba meaning that you just need to have kavodical damage, that's keren, and therefore that's why you're hired for the horn, whether it's attached or detached, because both is kavodical. We had a question on the Rashba. Says, what's the din of the Nochash case? The snake. What is a snake? What does a snake do? Snake is it attacks and bites. It definitely has intention to cause damage. Whenever it gets involved, it gets intention to damage, and it's very common. Yeah? So it's like this case. Look, you've got one aspect, not two aspects. Yeah? It's the snake. Pay attention. So he said, according to the Rashba, you only need intention, you only need to have, so it should be chayiv. Mishum, keren, it should be keren. A snake damaging the owner of the snake should be chayiv on the keren, because you only need to bother the hezek and the snake is on the hezek. That's what we mean. Yes. So what's the problem? The Rashba, if you look on the papers again, the Rashba says, I'll go to the top, says, Sova ani, sha'af hanochosh shanashach havitolda tishem. The snake that bites is not keren, but it's shame. So now we have a big problem. Rashba, you got halting according to your shita. So if we're analyzing the wording of the Rashba, we're going to carry on. He answers our problem. Let us see what he says, and I will open up an understanding into Rashi as well. Afapi, why? Why is it shame? He says, Afapi shein ocholafi, shenena benishichoso. Even though he doesn't eat, because he gets hana from biting, he doesn't get hana from biting. He's still shame. Even though he's not getting hana from eating and biting, he's still called shame, the snake. Even though he's saying tannis, all the animals came to the snake. What hana are you getting by eating? Well, hana. And we say the same thing by Loshon Hara. What hana are you getting? You're the same as the snake. You're biting. You're getting no hana. Love the maimah she'elo hana klal. That doesn't mean the snake's not getting any hana at all through biting. And she'elo hana le'ochu. He doesn't get hana out of the food. Given to all chevahochi, but then since it's his common practice, lo nafkit matold with the shame, he remains shame. Rashba starts off by saying he gets hana from biting. He finishes off by saying, the Gemara says he doesn't get hana. No, what it means, he doesn't get hana from eating, but he still gets hana from biting since it's his common practice. Since it's his common practice, he gets hana from biting, but he doesn't get hana from eating the foods. Now, what does the Rashba mean? Rashba means he said, this is why this is shame, and it's not keren. Keren is kavod lemazik. And that's the only nukuzak. Kavana to cause damage. A snake, he is not keren because he gets hana. Not from the fruit, but from the biting. What does that mean? He's getting hana from the, not from the food, but from the biting. And what do you mean? He's, why is it still not keren? He still had keren. The snake, did he do it on purpose? He did it on purpose. He wants to do it. He wants to cause you trouble. Yes, I'm asking.
How do you know that? I don't know.
Okay. So, very good, Amasya. Let's repeat what he says. It seems to be... Yes, that's why he's saying, that's why he's carrying it. Again, not that he's saying. It seems to be from the Rashba that there seems to be maybe three different ways an animal can be involved in damage to something. But it has different reasons for doing it, for that damage. You have a case where it's walking along the path, and it happens to be kalim underneath, and it tramples on those kalim, and it breaks them. Why is the ox doing that? Does he intentionally want to break those kalim when he walks? No. So when it breaks, what do we call that? If a human being would do something unintentionally, what would we call that? Halakhically, what would we call it? Shogeg. Shogeg. God's the maker, but not makers. Okay? So shogeg. So therefore, a rebel seems to be a mazik of the animal, the shogeg. Anything he does b'shogeg, he damages his b'shogeg, that's regel. Now, we come to shame. He sees a gorgeous chicken in front of him. This dog sees a wonderful chicken. And he's hungry. And he pounces on it and eats it. Now, is he called a shogeg or not called a shogeg? In damaging. He's called basic. He knows what he's doing. He knows there's a chicken out there and he wants it dead. And he wants it in his tummy. He's the kavana damaging it. But why? What's making him damage it? The kavana. The hana is pushing him to damage. It's not that he is what we call in the courts. You call up, you have different murderers in the courts, yes? One is, I'm also a bit of a shogeg. Not shogeg in my action, but I have my impulses, my taiva pushes me to do it. Yeah. Okay? So therefore, I'm the kavana damaging you, but not out of spite for no reason, but because I have something to gain. That is shame, says the Rashba. The snake, the kavana damaged somebody, but he's got something to gain because he gets hana from the bite. Therefore, it can't be keren. What's keren? Keren is when you don't have any of the above. He's not doing bishokik, and he's not doing it because I can't help myself. I've got some driving force behind me. That's shame. Keren is when he damages for no reason. But Kavana, he's got nothing to gain, but he still damages. That's keren. That, the Rashba is saying, is the difference between a snake biting, the kavana, but he's got a reason to drive him to do that, because he's got hana to make him do that. That's what Rashba says, why it's called shame. And an ox, which goes, where he gets no benefit out of it, So all the three is the willful damage out of spite that's called Karen. So then they say, the Rashba says, I keep with my definition. Karen is Kavada Lahazik. But there's a level of Kavada Lahazik. Kavada Lahazik without any reasoning, without any gain. And snake, you have gain, so therefore that can't be Karen. That's the answer to the Rashba. With that, three different levels which come out of the Rashba, we can now analyze Rashi and see that this really helps us with Rashi. Let's go back to the problematic Rashi of Be'ita while the kicking. We said up to now Rashi has been stressing Kavanah for damage, which sounds like Rashi dig all the way from pushing the Kavanah. Then suddenly gets to kicking and he mentions all other things. Let's read the inside and see how everything fits with how we now understand the Rashi. Peter, Shabbatah Barakla, Beshavra to Kalim, he broke the Kalim, he kicked it. Vahachi Abi told to Karen. This is why it's a told to the Karen. To Kavonah to Lahazik, because he had Kavonah Lahazik. He cared like Karen. Ve'ein Hana Lahazika. And he's not getting any hana by this damage, so that he can't say, I got a driving force behind me that made me damage. So therefore, I'm still caring. I'm not ashamed. I'm doing it out of spite. Again, ve'ein hazeku motzit totir. Okay, we've got still the last words, a bit of a problem. Ve'ein hazeku motzit totir. And it's not a common event. Why is Rashi throwing these words, the aim, hezek, motzeh, totin? That is not common. If he would have stopped before that, I'd say, fine, Erin fits like the Rashba. He's damaging the Kavanah, and he's got no driving force behind him, that's why it came. But why did he write, the aim, hezek, motzeh, totin? It's not common. What I care if it's common or not common. Just as long as it's the Kavanah to damage with no driving force, even if it's common, it should be Karen. Even if it's common, it should be Karen. As long as it's the Kavanah to Hazik with no driving force, it should be Karen. So why does he add, and it's not Tazir? En Hazeka Motzir Tazir. It's not a common event. Why does he add that? Yes, Mr. Bloch. Oh, very good. I'll explain what Mr. Bloch said. Now, Rashi didn't say Ve'en Hazeka Motzeh Tovit and stop over there. He carries on. Ve'en Hazeka Motzeh Tovit. I don't know why he's saying the next two lines a bit. Why is he suddenly telling me, you know what, the halachas of Karen is, the first three times is you only pay half, and the fourth time you pay everything. Okay. Firstly, I know that, and you already told me that at the top of the page when you're talking about the other halachas of Karen. You already told me that's what you do. So why in one of the tolders of Karen, you start repeating the general halachas of Karen? What's it going to do with anything? What's it got to do with anything that what we're discussing? We're trying to define it, they told to the Karen, we're trying to give characteristics. You told me Kavanah to damage without driving force. But Satan, why are you now telling me that you pay half the first three times? What are you doing? So Edson, in fact, Mr. Bloch is saying as answer. He's saying, this is what you read it, how you read it. En hazeh amasim tzotim. And he doesn't do this every day, day in and day out, to damage without driving force. He doesn't do it every day. And since he doesn't do it every day, he has a din of first three times. You pay half, and the fourth time you pay the whole thing. But if he would do it the whole time, not that he won't be Karen, he still would be Karen, but he'll be a din of a Karen Muaz. A Karen Muaz. He'll be a din of pay the whole amount as soon as he damages the first. If it's a common activity for him to do by tether, to damage without kavana, to damage that's common built into him, then he has to pay the whole amount of damage, even the first time he damages. The beta, we're talking about the kicking case, yes? And since he doesn't do this on a constant basis, it's like kicking is a very unusual event, that's why you can have the halacha of the didn't seal the first three times, you only pay off. You read it inside the picture nicely. It says, the Eila Zeka Masrit of it, it's not a common thing that's damaging without reason. Hilchahabi Kikaren, he's exactly like the Av Malach of Karen. To call Amos to Lohud the Basin, calls money, he hasn't done it three times. Amos has been shown me, he doesn't engage in his half, he doesn't pay the whole. But if it would be common, not that it would be common, he pays the whole lot like a Karen Buas. Let me bring a proof that this is what Rashi Sitter is. If you look on the paper I gave you, at number three, Rashi later on in Tesvot is going on the Mishnah. Those who have the Gemara, they can turn to Tesvov of the Dala. You see what this Mishnah is talking about. If you go to the last three lines of the Mishnah, the bottom of Tesvov on the base, if you haven't got Gemara, read it out loud. It says, Hazev, a wolf, Ha'ali, a lion, Bado, the bear, Vanema, a leopard, Abadalus, it's a cheetah, Vahanochas, and the snake, page 15b. Harienu, Mu'adim, all these animals are Mu'adim. What do you mean, Mu'adim? So Rashi, which is on the paper, on the that it says, it's also that Mishnah, says, Hari Eilu Mu'adim, all of them are Mu'adim. Afilu Beneshicha, even with biting, even the snake is a Mu'ad with biting, V'chol Nezika, and every type of damage it wants to do, Mishalim Habalim, Shehem, Nezik Sholem, and the owner pays full whack, even the first time. Hold on. If it's Kerem, the first time, you should pay only half. Why are you paying the first time the whole lot? The answer is, the Mishnah says, that's the natural tether of this animal to bite in a constant basis without Hanar. That's how Rashi is learning. Rashi is learning that a snake, a nochanami, is a keren. He bites without hanor. Doesn't get hanor from his food like the Gemara in Talmud says. He's biting the kavala without a driving force. So he's keren. But he's not a regular keren. Since he's built into his tether, he's a Karen Muadim from the first day. The first fight he came forward as it's told. So that's a proof that when Rashi said by us, based on a base, the Eina Zegamotsu is not nothing to do with the definitions of Karen. Karen is because you intend to damage without a driving force. Now, you're Karen. Which Karen are you? Are you a Karen Tam that you get off the first time half? Or a Karen Ruas that you have to even pay the first time the whole lot? That depends. What's the nature of your damage? Do you do this on a constant basis by nature or not? If you do it on a constant basis by nature, then even day one you're ready. Okay? That is the Pshat and Chiddush of Rashi. So Mela, at the end of the day, was saying, Both Rashi and the Rashba says that the what defines Karen? Kavana to damage. That defines them. That defines them. But I agree. I'm going to speak it out. I know what you're saying. The driving force, that the characteristic is one. Kavana hazik without being driven to it. It's not damaging for no reason. No talents, no benefits. There is still a little machlokas between Rashi and Rashba. What's a nochos? What's a snake? Rashba says he's got driving force. So he's not caring. Rashi says he's got no driving force. There's no halakha, so he is caring. That we'll have to see from the next onwards. They're obviously arguing what calls halakha, which causes a driving force to give it a din of shame at that stage. But that's how, when we define shame, well, that's what we're going to see makes up shame. But there we see today, the Rashba and Rashi are the same shita. The Kabbalah and the Hazik is the factor, and it doesn't make a difference if it's common or not. That's not a factor in Karen, but that's a factor in the eyes of Rashi of making it an upgrade from a Karen Tam to being a Karen Mors. Okay, Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow. And yeah, I know what you're going to say. Mr. Shem, we're going to get tomorrow, and we're going to read the Gemara. We're going to read the Gemara to the two dots on Gimel and Aleph, and we'll start explaining shame. Especially on what we understood from this. Now we've got a machlokas Rashba and Rashi on this noster of shame.
Thank you. Thank you, Shkreb. Thank you.